We've been hearing a lot this summer about the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, the young kids mainly from Central America who've been overwhelming the U.S. immigration system. President Obama wants $3.7 billion to tackle the crisis. House Republicans countered with an offer of about $700 million with strings attached, like spending lots more on border security. The World's Jason Margolis went to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas along the border and spoke with local residents.
Scott Nickel likes to bring people to walk the border wall. On a windy day, we stroll along a path in the shadow of 18-foot iron bars. One of Nickel's favorite pastimes, hunting for homemade wooden ladders.
There's another one over there.
Well, what are these ladders?
That's how you get over the wall. I mean, that's what they're for. It takes $2 or $3 worth of hardware and nails to defeat a wall that costs $12 million a mile.
$12 million a mile for this section of wall. The average cost per mile across the border is closer to $4.5 million. During our 30-minute stroll, we played a game. Count the Border Patrol Jeeps.
Seven.
That's me getting a little excited. We eventually found 8, as well as one ATV and a helicopter overhead. Texas game wardens also patrol the Rio Grande in speedboats mounted with machine guns.
That makes me very nervous. You know, there's absolutely no reason or instance where you would be using that kind of artillery unless there's a military invasion.
And reinforcements are on the way. Texas Governor Rick Perry says he's sending up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the border soon. He says they're needed to stop drugs and criminals. Nickel is a college art teacher and says the border wall became his issue because it just makes him angry. It's too costly and it doesn't make sense. As we're walking along after nearly a mile, the wall stops.
Obviously, anybody that has traveled up from Central America is not going to be stopped by something that's only 9/10 of a mile wide. They'll just go around it.
It works like this up and down the Rio Grande. The wall, a gap for a few miles, then more wall. Kevin Oakes says the wall isn't as haphazard as Nickel makes it out to be. He heads up the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley.
What it does is it slows the traffic down temporarily, so it gives the agents and, you know, whatever technology we employ a little bit more time to get activated.
Oakes says, sure, people can use a ladder to climb over the wall or even tunnel under, but he says it's all about striking a balance between what can be funded and what can be achieved.
You know, if you look at history, there's no physical way that you can ever possibly 100% secure the border. So you have to come up with a compromise, and that compromise is, you know, a low-risk border.
For Oakes, that means safe border communities and a low flow of drugs and criminals coming across. By many metrics, the investment is paying off. The border is the most secure it's been in 40 years. The annual tab for immigration and border enforcement nationwide, $18 billion. Community activist Michael Seifert says there are other costs too, though, for border residents on both sides. Border Patrol agents have killed 19 people, some U.S. citizens, but mostly Mexicans, in a recent 2.5-year period.
And not a single one of those cases has been brought to kind of a fitting conclusion. This is what happened. The agent was justified or not. They're simply not pursued.
Kevin Oakes with the Border Patrol says his agents aren't acting with impunity.
Every allegation of misconduct is thoroughly investigated and adjudicated appropriately.
Oakes says the FBI and the Office of Inspector General oversee corruption and criminal charges lodged against Border Patrol. They also conduct internal investigations. Scott Nickel understands agents have a job to do. Still, he doesn't want more agents to deal with this latest border crisis. After all, he says Central American children are turning themselves in, not sneaking in.
The response from certain politicians is send in the National Guard, build more walls. You know, that they can't get their heads around immigration. They can only think of it in terms of security.
Nickel and other border residents say more resources are needed to deal with this latest border crisis, but they want money to ease the backlog in immigration courts and provide better services for children, not more security. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
The backlog facing immigration courts in this country, it's a complex issue, so we created a short video to explain the process. You can see that at PRI.org, and seriously, it's really helpful. Another quick immigration-related note before we go to the break. Tomorrow on The World, we'll visit a small Kurdish town, but it's not where you think it is.
This is actually considered Little Kurdistan, USA. You have the mosque here in the center, and to the right, you have bakeries, shops, and markets.
Thousands of Kurds fled Saddam Hussein and found a new home in Tennessee. Nashville's Little Kurdistan is tomorrow right here on The World from PRI, Public Radio International.